Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be perturbed or disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. Find a place that is safe. Turn off your phone if you need to. Tell your roommates, your spouse, not to disturb you. We'll be here for approximately 25-30 minutes, as this meditation is divided into two parts. The first part is a vibrational meditation, where we use a sound, a vibration, to help us transcend our current state of consciousness, our current state of the awareness of our consciousness, I should say. And the second part, equally as important, if not more, will be our contemplation for today. I have prepared a really important one, so please make sure you listen to this until the end of the session. Listen to this audio until the end. And take some space, some time after, to continue to reflect on it, to journal about it, and throughout the day, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, to make sure that this is understood on a deeper level than your simple intellect. I'm not saying that your intellect is simple, but these concepts, if we are to find the light, if we are to awaken, needs to be understood at an intrinsic level, not an intellectualized level, okay? So let's begin. Close your eyes if you've not done so already. Sit, take as much space as you need. Sit with a good posture. A good posture does not mean that you're very straight and tense. On the contrary, a good posture means that you're available for movement, available for deep thought, and available to experience who you are at your most natural state. Breathe through the nose if you can. And if you can, also put the tip of your tongue on the top of your mouth, on the palate. This is the way that we breathe in Qigong or Tai Chi, to make sure that our energy flows from the tips of our toes to the top of our heads. Hands to the heart now, as we dedicate this session to someone. It can be to anybody, somebody that you know, somebody that you don't know, and it can also be to yourself, if this is what you need today. Very simply, We put our hands to the heart, either in the praying position or hands flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural and comfortable to your sensitivity. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhale, we let go of the tension and we project our love, our gratitude, our appreciation towards that person. And take a few extra moments to notice, to visualize, to feel that person receiving your dedication. And feel how it makes you feel. Feel the bond that you have created by this very simple exercise between two beings, no matter the physical distance. You are there. You are here, together and all. Now I will start introducing a vibration, a simple sound that will be the anchor for our mind, our meditation object for today. Start putting your focus gently and effortlessly on that vibration. And when thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thoughts, don't judge the thoughts, don't categorize those thoughts. Simply go back to the vibration as gently and effortlessly as you possibly can. At some point, the vibration will fade and disappear, and this is when you will reproduce it in your own mind. Let it resonate right there for a few extra moments. may now let go of the vibration. This meditation session is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. And whenever you're ready, whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath and gently open your eyes. As you get reacquainted to the space around you, to the environment you're in, taking this opportunity of being right here and now in this calm and stillness, I would like to share with you an important thought for today that I would like you to continue contemplating on throughout the day, and maybe for a few extra days too. I will start with a quote by Alan Watts, who says, "The point is that spectacle is so fascinating, for the world is a spell, in Latin fascinum, an enchantment, being thrilled by a chant, an amazement, being lost in a maze, an arabesque of such stunning rhythm and a plot so intriguing that we are drawn by its web into a state of involvement where we forget that it is a game." End of quote. This quote resonates with me particularly as I'm a new father and I've been observing a very small child for the last 2 years now. And it has taught me so much. Observing a small child, I'm always in awe by the way they breathe comprehension of the complexities of life. There is nothing more natural than a small child because it is not yet corrupted by its own humanity, by the curse of the human condition that we often refer to as intelligence or knowledge. A young child is in awe towards nature, always. It is fascinated by a leaf falling from a tree, by a bird chirping, or by a duck diving underwater. That fascination often triggers laughter, which is the most natural, raw, organic reaction that our species can have. A young child doesn't forget that even if it is the game of God, even if it is the game of nature, even if it is the game of the whole universe, and that it is complex and deep on so many different levels, that it is indeed still a game. A game that can be laughed at or with, and a game that makes us smile. Finding the light doesn't necessarily mean the light as in a bright light. Enlightenment can very well be referred to as finding the lightness of our own existence. I would like to contemplate on this fact today, and I would like you to do so also. How can you find lightness and observe insignificance in its most positive sense? Observe life as a small child. Allow yourself to smile at the tree's ability to whisper. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.